Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, or to Say It Like It Is Radio. Thank you so very much for being a part of the Power Hour today, for questioning, for not putting up with the agenda-driven media that you watch on television. Thank you for not doing that. Or if you do, for being smart enough to say, or to be able to see through it, to say it's not real and you see through it. My goodness, do we have some interesting news today. If you're interested in Common Core, and especially if you live in Missouri, you're going to be interested in this story. Plus, did you know that states pay to be a part of Common Core? I'm going to tell you how much Missouri pays. One judge says, I don't think so. The worst legislative, or the worst judicial decision to ever come down regarding veterans happened last night. And I will tell you about it. Also, if you are prescribed Cipro, do me a favor. Because between now and the time we do a program on Cipro, you are going to, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to be prescribed Cipro. Do me a huge favor. And that is, check it out online. Look at the reviews. Look at the complications with Cipro. That's right, an antibiotic called Cipro. Just do that for me, please. I would hate to think that one of our listeners would be prescribed it, take it, without knowing. I cannot believe what I have learned, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Cipro, common antibiotic. Probably we've all taken it. Well, those of us that used to be in the system, that is. And some good news. A man sees his wife after being blind for 10 years. I love these positive stories. A disturbing story about a place in Chicago that just might be sequestering us if we do not toe the line. This story, I cannot tell you how bad it is. And how many people ought to be storming that area and finding out what is happening. And here is something you should absolutely not feed your puppy. And do you know one of the dog foods with the most lawsuits against it? I think you should know. It got by me. It probably didn't get by Cynthia, but it got by me. So we're going to talk about a dog food with huge amounts of lawsuits. Also, I want to say, do a shout out to Susan Johnson. Thank you, Susan, for emailing Samsung, inviting them on the Power Hour to explain about their ability to listen to people that have a Samsung smart TV. I'll tell you what the response was. Facebook now wants an online army. Can you spell disinformation? I mean, really, disinformation. And good news about Agenda 21. Some bad news about what happened to Jonathan Corbett, who has been a guest on this program. And a poor 80-year-old, another one of those 80-year-old grandmothers with cupcake stories, brutalized by a school cop. And I think we need to look at some more things that are going on here. And a shout-out to a sheriff. Kudos to a sheriff in Spokane County, Washington. I like to do those shout-outs, you know. And Colin Powell's son is shocked. Really? And here is something you don't want to have in your body, and it's in soft drinks. We'll talk about a lot of interesting things. We got lots of good news and some, we got to change news in the program today. This is Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, and I'll tell you who our guests are. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. I am so glad you're joining us today, caring about your world and wanting to know what's going on. Because if you're watching television, you know. If you're not watching television, you don't know that the worst possible veterans judicial decision came down last night. That's right. You're probably guessing what it was. The American Sniper. Oh, my gosh. Watching this played in the news made me ill. I had to turn it off last night. They had a whole 2.5 hours in which they deliberated. The American Sniper, which is one soldier, Chris Kyle, who came back from the war with PTSD, but they're minimizing that. And another soldier, you notice I say another soldier because nobody's mentioning his name because it's like it's not important because he wasn't the American Sniper, so his family doesn't get the equal treatment. Were killed by a former Marine whose last name is Routh, R-O-U-T-H. But really what you're hearing is Sniper, American Sniper, American Sniper, American Hero, movie The American Sniper, which just coincidentally came out at the time of the trial. Really, you cannot stage a situation any better than what they did here. So the bad guy goes on trial who killed the other two guys. Now, granted, I'm not defending anybody killing anybody. But here's what we have. We have a situation which a guy was really bizarre in his behavior. Had numerous admissions to a VA, which that might as well, you know, put him in a swimming pool and let him swim for a while, and that's about as much therapy as they get. I'm sorry to say that, but they released him after about 8 days, and his mother said, this guy is crazy. Don't release him. So what do? They released him. So what does Chris Kyle do? He says, well, I know what PTSD is, and this guy has PTSD really bad. The mother asked Chris Kyle to do a favor and help him out. So what does he do? He takes him to a shooting range 90 miles away, puts him in the back of a truck, takes him to a shooting range. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm only a nurse, an Air Force nurse, but I can figure out that if a guy's got PTSD, putting a gun in his hand when he is that unstable might have a little bit of a problem attached to it. But you didn't hear that discussed in the trial. I am astounded at what happened here. I am sickened by this case. Because what they did was they just took all of the military people who are going to have PTSD or are going to kill somebody, regardless of how bizarre they are and how much they can't remember anything that happened, and they will make them into a criminal, not a sick person. What they did with this jury, listeners, is that they put the jury up there to decide a medical issue. Is this man insane or not? You cannot do that as a juror. I could not do that. Why didn't they bring across a whole bunch? Hey, defense, you talk about defense not being a part of this? Oh, my word. Why didn't they not bring a bunch of physicians across the stage, for the jury to hear, saying, yeah, he had a mental problem? No, didn't happen. So you have an Oscar award winning, well, no, I guess it wasn't an Oscar award. It didn't win the award. But it was up there for an Oscar award. It was a nomination. You've got his wife, Chris Kyle's wife, going down the red carpet. Being seen by everybody. Wait a minute. We didn't hear anything about jury sequestration, did we? Was that jury out there watching television? Watching the red carpet, watching Oscars, watching... You could not miss American Sniper. I mean, I believe probably if you were watching, you know, Home and Garden TV, you would have seen the American Sniper somehow. They would have had it on there. I mean, it was everywhere. So, can you spell appeal? Well, if anybody really wanted to appeal this case, I think they could. Jury sequestration, really? I am shocked. I am shocked at how poorly that case was done. Oh, I'm not an attorney and I'm not a judge, but really, 2.5 hours? You know, it was framed around he was just claiming he was insane. He really wasn't. No, I don't really think Marines do that. And the number of people that have contacted me that have killed their family members, they say, look, hey, I'm telling you up front, I did it, Joyce. I did it. Because everything points to that. I don't remember it. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why I would do it. Something was wrong with me. And it's about 8 SSRI drugs. So we're going to have someone come on to talk about that. We're going to be dealing with that issue in the next week. If you're taking SSRI drugs, you know, there's a reason when you go off of those drugs. And I'm not telling anybody to go off of them. Believe me, because that is where a lot of the murders happen. Because once you go off of it, you short-circuit your system. And there is a reason, though, when veterans are warned by their doctors that if you do go off the drugs, which they don't want them to, you have to use a razor blade and shave off one shaving at a time every day to get off of those drugs. There is a reason. So anyway, American Sniper movie came out just at the same time. You couldn't have prayed and had God answer your prayer any better than that. So anyway, he got life in prison, rest of his life, no parole. The guy is crazy. Now, he's starting to come out of it, I think. You get them off the drugs, and guess what? They start to get sane. All right, let me move to some other things that are in the news. We've got some shocking news on MH370. Yeah, buddy. But let me start with former NATO intel officer blames the U.S. for the Ukrainian crisis. Well, I'm kind of glad to see that there's some actual information that is accurate. Former NATO intel officer blames the Ukrainian crisis. Now, this comes from Sputnik News. Boy, they're doing some good stuff lately, I got to tell you. Former NATO intelligence analyst said the crisis in Ukraine stems from as far back as 30 years ago when the United States deliberately sabotaged relations between Europe and Russia. It went back to 1986. U.S. saw an opportunity to model itself as the new single world power, which they have done in spades, at the close of the Cold War, and saw friendly Russian overtures to Western Europe as a threat. Now, the gentleman who made this statement is Lieutenant Commander, retired, Martin Packard. He's a former NATO intelligence analyst, and he said the real ending of the Cold War was in 1986 when the USSR's leadership resolved on a five-year program to move to a parliamentary democracy and market economy. The intention in Moscow was to use the period to achieve a progressive convergence with the EU. Now, Packard was writing in a response to the publication of a new book called Frontline Ukraine, Crisis in the Borderlands by Richard Sakwa, in which the author gives Mikhail Gorbachev, argues that Mikhail Gorbachev saw the end of the Cold War as a shared victory which might lead to a building of a common European home. However, Sakwa says the U.S. promulgated the idea within Europe that Russia was a defeated nation that could be left isolated from Europe and the rest of the world if it did not accept the U.S. as the single world superpower. Do you see how these things form over years and years with the secret people behind the secret powers doing these things? He says it was the eastward expansion of NATO that lies in the root of the current crisis in Ukraine. And now, historically, NATO, heavily backed by the United States, has sought to spread its influence further eastward, despite an agreement after the reunification of Germany that it would not encroach on the former Warsaw Pact nations. So much for that. At the time, former President Mikhail Gorbachev was assured by then U.S. Secretary of State James Baker there would be no extension of NATO's jurisdiction one inch to the east. Boy, you could take that one to the insolvent bank, couldn't you? Since then, the onward march of NATO eastward has continued unabashed, quietly, covertly, while we haven't been watching, to the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, Slovenia, Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, Croatia, Albania, Latvia, Lithuania, and don't forget, Estonia. Now, all those countries have joined this Washington-led military coalition, as we've been quietly knowing that we have a president who is going to bring us hope and change and peace, because he got that peace prize, remember, and that we have two people from every state going to Washington to protect us. Meanwhile, selling weapons to all those countries, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Lieutenant Commander Packard, in a letter to the Guardian newspaper, said the failure to allow a Russian-European convergence in the late 1980s and the spread of NATO are the center of crisis of Ukraine. There could only have been huge benefits to Europe in such convergence, but the process was deliberately sabotaged by U.S. intelligence agencies, working from a hypothesis that a tie-up between the EU and a democratic Russia would pose a major threat to American long-term economic interest. Thank you, United States. Did you get that list of countries? I mean, think about that. Unabashed expansion of NATO into Czech Republic, NATO, a.k.a. United States. Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, Slovenia, Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, Croatia, Albania, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. Okay, now we got that done, we can go work on Africa, can't we? Well, concurrently working on Africa. So there you got it. U.S. armor is now paraded 300 meters from the Russian border. NATO member Estonia held a military parade in the border town of Narva, just 300 meters from the Russian border. And now accusing them of having an aggressive policy toward the Baltic nation. Well, Tuesday, they had a parade, a military parade, dedicated to Estonia's Independence Day. Chief Military Command, remember, that's one of the NATO, a.k.a. U.S. countries, in which there has been unabashed NATO expansion in. Tuesday's military parade was dedicated to Estonia's Independence Day. Over 140 pieces of NATO/U.S. military hardware took place in the parade, including U.S. armored personnel carriers, the M1126 Stryker, Flying Stars and Stripes, and also joined by the Netherlands, which provided four Swedish-made Stridfordon 90 tracked combat vehicles. And they're going to be bringing in the social media. Let's fight a war on social media. Doesn't that make sense? A day after Ukraine announced it is joining the information war by creating an online army. I don't know about you, but I got just a bit concerned when I heard this. An online army. The Information Policy Ministry has now entered into its first controversy. Well, they say first, I say probably way down the road, but it is reportedly called on bloggers to create accounts to spread information useful to Kiev. Did you hear that? Reportedly called on bloggers to create accounts to spread information useful to Kiev. Can you spell disinformation? The ministry has begun accepting applications from people wanting to join the online army of disinformation experts. That is my editorial comment. Once users are registered, they reportedly receive instructions on how to proceed. Now, does that bother you at all that we're going to be having a lot of disinformation? Oh, by the way, you can go online and participate, but you had better say it the way they want you to say it. Top secret, Jordan is furious after the Pentagon reveals anti-ISIL training site. The Pentagon has altered records to try and cover up a disclosure that one of its training camps to battle Islamic State militants is located in Jordan. Well, we're going to go to a break a little bit early today, it seems like. We'll be back after, hopefully, this four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. As we went to the break, we were talking about Jordan furious after the Pentagon has told the truth. And that is, the United States is operating within Jordan with an anti-ISIS training camp. Jordan furious after the Pentagon reveals anti-ISIL, ISIS training site. They altered records, the Pentagon did, to try and cover up the disclosure that one of its training camps to battle the Islamic State militants is located in Jordan. Information Jordan had requested be kept private. The slip happened last week. Really, slip happened? Are you serious? They don't say things they don't want to say. Trust me, they have several levels. Anyway, the slip happened last week as a Pentagon officer briefed reporters on condition of anonymity. In an effort to hide the screw-up, Pentagon has since redacted any mention of the training camp from its public records. Yeah. And East Ukraine artillery withdrawal is a focus of the foreign minister meeting. Yeah, uh-huh. Remember, they were talking about withdrawal. We're going to quiet this puppy down. We're not going to have, it's going to be peaceful now. Well, at the same time, Poroshenko goes out and buys UAE weapons. So while they're talking all this peace, it was revealed the Ukrainian president struck a deal on arms supplies from the UAE. Now, can you say UAE slash U.S.? The four ministers agreed on the need for the ceasefire to be respected, as well as the need to extend the mission in eastern Ukraine. Yeah, you bet we need to do that. Reinforcing it with more funding, personnel, and equipment. Western boots on the ground in Ukraine. Britain sends 75 military advisors to combat the Russian-backed aggression. My question is, what Russian-backed aggression? But then, I guess they really don't need any evidence of that. Anyway, Britain's David Cameron said they're going to be deploying. Oh, they'll only be advisors. Right. I mean, don't you see, ladies and gentlemen, it is nothing more than NATO aggression. Increase in our involvement, and I say our by meaning the quote-unquote superpower United States and UK in the Balkan area. Turkey's invasion of Syria shows Turkish connection to ISIS. And remember, I told you the transliteration and the meaning of ISIS. If you go, look it up yourself. ISIS, the S stands for Al-Sham. Don't forget that. ISIS allegedly abducts 90 Assyrian citizens, Christians, and torches the churches. You know what amazes me is that when they do some of these stories, they don't put allegedly, but in other stories they do. ISIS abducts 90 Assyrian Christians. They abducted them from their homes. Really? I mean, honestly, do you realize what an operation that would be for ISIS to do that while they're trying to control all those cities in Iraq? They're good, aren't they? A lot better than the U.S. military is all I can say. Eurozone has backed the Greek reform, enabling 172 billion euros on the extension of the involvement with Greece. I mean, think about that. 172 billion euros just handed over. Getting to MH370, I want to cover this story because I was pretty surprised when I saw this. The mainstream media has been spinning this theory, according to RT, Russia Today, that Putin hijacked the MH370 and landed in Kazakhstan. Anti-Russian propaganda, of course, you know, the Putin did it, Putin did it, Putin's a bad guy, it was a Buk missile, you know, all that stuff we had to sit through and listen to if you're watching television. Anti-Russia propaganda over Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was bad enough. Now, one CNN aviation analyst is blaming Russia for the missing MH370 plane as well. And the Western press is eating it up. Malaysia Airlines MH370, remember, was the one that vanished in March, shortly after departing Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. And remember, it just was, gee, we can't find it. A whole plane with a whole bunch of people on it, and we can't find it. The fate of the Boeing 777 and its passengers is still unknown. Doesn't that remind you of that train, you know, and their plight is still unknown? One of the aviation experts consulted by CNN during MH370 coverage has now claimed that Russia hijacked the plane. in a lengthy feature in New York Magazine. Jeff Wise proposed that theory. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. We were talking about MH370. It's 33 minutes after the hour, and I'm going to get back to that story. But let me remind you that we have a number of specials at the Power Mall I want you to take advantage of. Rosie has got a lot of things on special over there. Remember the DVDs on flu and flu vaccines, what's coming through that needle? Vaccines, the risk, benefits, and the choices. Vaccines, what CDC documents and science reveal. Now, that's a really important one. That is a DVD that is going to help to educate you from a scientific standpoint. So if you want to be able to talk to your husband, wife, grandmother, grandfather, father-in-law, whatever, doctor, about what the CDC documents and science actually reveal, that's the one you're going to want to get. It's on sale for $21.75. Now, granted, you can't really take a DVD and stick it in a doctor's face and say, here, watch this. But you can get some of the documentation and provide that and share it. There are books, Saying No to Vaccine, a guide, a resource guide for all ages. Horrors of Vaccination. Now, that book is a unique book. And let me tell you why. It was written in 1935. It is in the old style font because it's not been changed. And this book was located, in which it talks about what's going to happen if you vaccinate people in 1935. It's on sale for $15. Now, if you are a student of the vaccine issue, I don't care if it's pro or negative, get this book for your historical library section. Then there's a book called Vaccination is Not Immunization. That makes a lot of sense. Vaccine Safety Manual by Neil Miller. Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? Now, that is an excellent book, $11.25. It's down and dirty. Then the Vaccine Guide for Dogs and Cats and the Facts About Animal Vaccination are available to Power Mall. 877-817-9829, along with lithium orotate on sale for $18. Time Challenger, yeah, buddy. The Weather Crank Radio, you know, the hand crank weather radio. It's an AM/FM weather band, portable radio with a flashlight. You can charge it using solar power, built-in NiCad battery. And I love mine. I keep it by my bed because when you hear there's bad weather outside, all you have to do is turn that on and find out what's going on. You don't have to say, oh my gosh, my TV won't work because my dish or direct TV is down, or my cable is out because of the bad weather. You just go to your weather radio. This is a treat to have. $24 on sale at the Power Mall. That is a great gift for a child. You can let them have it, and then, because it's got AM/FM radio on it, and then when you need it, run grab it. Also, we have got on sale two books, The Triumph of Consciousness by Christopher James Clark, Unwanted, Dead or Alive by Robert Pelton on special, and Piercing the Illusion is on special. The Truth About the Income Tax, Just the Facts. It's got four DVDs in it, Piercing the Illusion. Some of these are some to have because it may not be available later on. North American Urban Spice is on special. Oreganol, Orega Resp, all of the books, all of the products. Chagamax, Purely C, The Cure is in the Forest, Miracle of Wild Oregano, Wild Berry Cure. All these are on special at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Now, here's something we have. We've only got eight of these. The Thieves Household Cleaner. Now, before you jump on this, know that this is the very concentrated 64-ounce. This is not the small bottle. This is the very concentrated 64-ounce. And the reason that we've got it is because a lot of you use a lot of Thieves Household Cleaner, and you want to be able to just have a little bit in its concentrate to be able to put in spray bottles, etc. Now, it's normally $112. Well, you will save the $12, and it's $100 on special. And I know it's pricey, but I'll tell you what, if you are a fan of Thieves, you will know why. You'll want to get that to be able to have it. All right, the spices that are on sale. Southwest Chipotle Seasoning, only $4.75. Southwest Seasoning, that's organic in the 1 pound bag. No, it's 2.5 ounce. Southwest Chipotle Seasoning, 2.5 ounce for $4.75. Harissa Seasoning, which we love at the Power Hour. Harissa, H-A-R-I-S-S-A, is $4.50. And the turmeric shaker bottle. For those of you who want to be able to shake turmeric on your food and have it easy right there in front of you, it's on sale for $4. Give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Now, in the show today, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be having a gentleman joining us who is going to explain the plight and the imprisonation and upcoming trial of Kent Hovind. You all that have been inundating our answering machine with requests to have Kent Hovind on or someone talk about his case, you can quit calling now. Please. That phone line is not for who you want on as a guest. And don't call over and over again, because then I don't even listen to your message if you do that. Too many people are doing that. They'll call, and then they'll call back again, and when they'll run out our machine. If you do it, I just erase you. I don't even listen to your machine, your message. So Kent Hovind will be the subject at 8 o'clock. This is a man who did creation science, did a DVD that is phenomenal. for children, well, for anybody, on evolution versus creation. He is an amazing man. He's been in prison for 8 years, and he's going to trial again for another possible 100 years. And we'll tell you why. So that is going to be our guest at 8 o'clock. And I want you to please listen, because hopefully, if all goes well, and I can't promise anything, if all goes well, we'll have Rudy Davis on with him, who is doing a tremendous job for Kent Hovind while he's in prison. But we're going to have Kent Hovind on from prison himself. Now, we're hoping all works well. You know how this goes. It's out of our control. But the trial starts March 2nd, so you need to be aware of this. In the third hour, Dr. Robert Rowan will be joining us. We're going to talk about ozone, vaccines, health, all the kinds of things that our people love to talk about. And let me get back to the news. We were talking about MH370, and MH370 is a big issue because it's a plane that is flaming missing. It is missing with all its people. But you know what? Everybody's forgotten about it. And what I think is fascinating is that there are people who don't even remember MH370, or they've got it confused with MH317, which worked out really, really well. And now there's a New York newspaper, New York Magazine, who's coming out with an article that Putin did it. Not only Putin did it, remember, Putin did it with a Buk missile. Everybody was an expert on Buk missile within 5 minutes after the event occurred. Remember that? And they said Putin did it, and it's a Buk missile, and that's a Russian missile, so therefore Putin did it. Putin bad. Rusky's bad. Well, one of the aviation experts consulted by CNN during the MH370 coverage now claims that Russia hijacked the plane. It's in New York Magazine. It's a lengthy feature. And Jeff Wise proposed this theory that MH370 was hijacked by Putin. Now, who else would have done it? Are you kidding me? And landed at the slowly crumbling Baikonur spaceport. Except Baikonur isn't some sort of secret Area 51 facility. All manned space flights to the International Space Station take off from there. In fact, the first part of Expedition 40 to the ISS took off from Baikonur on March 25th, 2014. Anyway, he admitted he had no idea that the possible motive for such a heist could have been why Putin would have stolen the plane and all of his passengers, but said in the article that Russia was a paranoid fanaticist's dream, and that when he heard about the Russians being suspected in the destruction of MH17, it seemed so perfectly just to tie the bow on the construction. However implausible or downright insane his theory is, he is perfectly certain of it. Hey, did you notice any one thing here? How about missing documentation? We got a great big New York Magazine article, but no real documentation. So no idea why the motive, or how they did it, or whatever. And, you know, why would Putin steal a Malaysian passenger jet? Has anybody wondered that question? Anyway, that's the story, and they're sticking to it in the New York Magazine. I just find that absolutely astounding. Russian did it. Russia did it. Rusky's bad. Rusky's bad. Remember the beginning of the week we told you the story about how shopping malls at risk? Be very, very careful and scared. Shopping malls are at risk. Explicitly, they named the shopping mall in Minnesota, the Mall of America, the great big huge one. They've got all kinds of, I mean, they got everything you could possibly want in there. Be scared, be scared. And so Jay Johnson goes on the air and says, yes, be very, if you're going to go to that mall, you better be very, very careful. Well, it kind of upset a lot of people, including the people at the American Mall, or the Mall of America. So then about 2 hours later, I heard them kind of circumvent what they said by saying, oh, we have no credible evidence. So I think it was Eric who sent me this, and I loved it. It said, it's like being in a theater and yelling fire. And yelling fire for everybody in there. Fire, fire. And then saying, we have no credible evidence. Fire, fire. We have no credible evidence of a fire. I love that. That is exactly what is happening. So then they went back and said, oh, well, we have no credible evidence. Then what the heck are you doing upsetting all these people in this country or in the state of Minnesota or those that might be going to the Mall of America or those that depend on revenue from the Mall of America and telling everybody, be very, very careful. You know, bad guys around every corner. Remember what happened in the mall in Kenya. 65 people died, allegedly. If you saw that phony film footage where you had all those people running with guns and then the cameraman following them closely with no protection. I just am always amazed at how that works. Anyway, so then Jay Johnson says, well, the reason that, you know, it's really bad right now is because the Republicans are threatening to take out the money from Homeland Security. They're going to remove our ability to function, and we'll have to fire 80,000 or let 80,000 people go. Sounds like a really good deal to me. Nobody really complained about that idea. But we won't be safe. We won't be safe. Yeah, right. So anyway, now they're trying to find, it's 2 days away, by the way, of the shutdown. Again, how many times have we had a potential shutdown in this country? All right, I'm going to move on. The markets rallied yesterday. I don't know if you saw that or not. They were up about 97 points. They're setting all kinds of records, getting a lot of people really nervous, too. Today, the Dow futures, prior to the opening in about 45 minutes, is 8 points down. No big deal. Gold is at 1206. A lot of people saying that China is now coming back. You know, they've been having some holidays over in the Asian countries, and that the China market, I mean, the gold market is going to be affected. And they're going to be dropping it to try and purchase gold at the lowest price possible, and then it's going to skyrocket. Ah, we've heard that story before. Anyway, the markets rallied yesterday because Janet Yellen, who is the head of the U.S. Federal Reserve, she's the chair. I don't know. Do you guys notice her voice? I cannot listen to that woman. Anyway, Janet Yellen said the regulator would not review its policies till mid-year regarding increasing the interest rate. Sent global stocks to a new record high yesterday, all amidst these exacerbating concerns of a slowdown of the world's economy. You know, everybody's really having a tough time. Nobody can afford this, can't afford that. But a stock market is doing well. In the health news, some important information regarding, one thing before I get to that. There is some good news on Agenda 21. The Montana House Judiciary Committee pushes back against Agenda 21. Now, I don't know how much this is going to help you or not in the state of Montana, but at least Montana's Judiciary Committee entered debate, endorsed a bill resisting Agenda 21. You go, Montana. Disregarding testimony describing an issue as a conspiracy theory tied to Montana's anti-government militia movement. House Bill 583, sponsored by Montana Representative Randall Pinocchi, passed the committee with a 11-10 vote. I like it. Now, this is a problem here, and this is a major problem. If you live in Chicago, man, I don't know. If you're an American citizen, you need to be aware of this. The title is The Disappeared, and what it's all about is Chicago police are now, they say, detaining Americans at a black site in Chicago. Now, this is from The Guardian. The Chicago Police Department operates this off-the-books interrogation compound. Oh, really? I mean, off-the-books, number one, that smacks of not right, don't you think? And then number two, interrogation compound. What is okay with this? Not a thing. They're saying that they're rendering Americans unable to be found by family, attorneys, or whomever while locked inside what lawyers say is the domestic equivalent of a CIA black site. Another thing that is not so good. Now, this facility is a nondescript warehouse on Chicago's west side. It is known as Homan Square, H-O-M-A-N Square. I would be over there in a heartbeat, trying to see what's going on there, if I live there. It has long been the scene of secretive work by special police units. Interviews with local attorneys and one protester who spent the better part of a day shackled in Homan Square. He describes operations that deny access to basic constitutional rights. Wait a minute. That ought to be, don't you think that the FBI ought to be there in a heartbeat? Don't you think that sheriffs should be, sheriffs from the surrounding area or the sheriff from that represents Homan ought to be there? Don't you think that people ought to be saying, not no, but heck no? Oh, well, you know, they just do those things. Now, that's The Guardian from the UK reporting on that, ladies and gentlemen. What are we doing by not responding to something like that? And also, activist Jonathan Corbett, those of you who know him, CorbettReport.com, he wrote about when he was returning to the United States in December from Heathrow, a flight from London to the United States. He was taken aside. He was given an invasive security interview before he was allowed to return to the United States. It was American Airlines. He was not happy. He wrote a letter to American Airlines. They say, hey, we can do it because the TSA says we can do it. He was not happy of the interrogation. But they said, don't fly then. And he needed to come back. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley and the Grandma with Cupcakes.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. hour. Thank you for joining us. I got some really interesting news here from Baker Creek. Baker Creek Seeds, located in Missouri. I want to tell you that finally somebody in the seed market is coming out and saying, we have a problem. Finally, I'm so glad to hear this. I mean, I'm not glad to hear it. Believe me, I'm not glad to hear it. I am just glad to hear someone is saying something about it. Now, what this involves is the fact that with the seeds that Baker Creek purchases, they have found in the testing that they did that there's 50% GMO. 50% GMOs. Now, think about that. They cannot get pure seeds. All the seeds are being hybridized, or, well, they're being basically fraudulently destroyed. And who's doing that? So I just want you all to be aware that the GMOs are destroying heirloom seeds and our food security. So we make sure at the Power Mall we have got non-GMO seeds. Anyway, Baker Creek Heirloom Rare Seed Catalog explains how the genetic engineering of crops is having real-life consequences for business as well as food security. From the perspective of a medium-sized business, Baker Creek and its partners in the seed industry lost literally hundreds of thousands of dollars as a result of GMO corn contamination, and those varieties, most of which were passed down through countless generations, have now been lost forever unless a clean source is found and recovered. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. Obama has voted to, has vetoed the Keystone XL bill. Did you know why Maryland has so many millionaires per capita? Guess what? They all work for the government. That's where you make your money. That ought to make you furious. Ex-FCC chief, that's Federal Communications Commission chief, is shocked by the Fed's attempt to regulate the Internet. That's what you're supposed to believe. Former FCC Chairman Michael Powell told CNBC today he was shocked by the federal agency's rush to regulate the Internet. Really? I don't think so. Colin Powell, he's not really shocked. He's just paid to say so. I mean, he's Colin Powell's son. Colin Powell's son, Michael Power, who is paid probably to say, I am shocked. But it's a good thing. I don't know. But I don't trust Michael Powell. Or Colin Powell. A blind man describes joy at seeing his wife for the first time. They put in a bionic eye. Now, it's not like he sees like we see. It's that he sees in a sporadic kind of way. And this new implant allows him to see flashes of black and white light. But he cried when he saw his wife. Check that out. Go to the email blast. Please sign up for the email blast. A lot of the news will inspire you. It's not all bad. Please go to thepowerhour.com. Sign up for the email blast. Catherine puts her heart into this, ladies and gentlemen. It takes her all day to do it. And then she sends it out to you in the evening, and you get all of the news, the guest, the link to the programs, and especially you're going to want to get all this vaccine information that's in the news that I'm not going to have time to cover because we've been doing a lot of vaccine and we'll continue to do that today. So check that out. And the story on the blind man who got to see his wife. Awesome. Because there are the vaccine articles, 20 things I wish vaccine junkies would admit, the scary facts most parents don't know about vaccine injury compensation, how fluoride can harm the thyroid. It leads to depression, fatigue, weight gain. But, oh, well, we're not going to fight it because, oh, I'm only one. No, get behind it and say no to fluoridation wherever you live. There is an ingredient in soda that poses a cancer risk to millions of Americans, but they don't know it. Developing cancer as a result of this ingredient is called 4-MEI. 4-MEI. And it's in Pepsi, Coke, and Diet Cola. 4-MEI. It's the caramel coloring dark hue. We'll be back with more news after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.